The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
You can't run!
Astropistriosis!
Go write a book! Yeah. Go do a radio show, but you can't run!
Exactly! I wouldn't walk against this cheat!
Welcome, everybody, to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is episode 21, taped for you on July 13th, 2012. This is show 21, Poncho.
Oh, checking IDs at the door, brother, for big show 21. A pair of girthy boys right here who always get in and then get it in deep. Voice and Poncho, 1,000 minutes with us. Let's roll through.
Well, what can you do when you're 21?
Oh, you got one going, and there we go. It just got all over me, tools. However, 1,000 minutes with these amoebas of all media who run everything that you inhabit, including your pathetic life. It's us right here, and we got something serious to throw on the wall, and then everything else we do.
Time to get into the show today, folks. First, we're going to go over a little of the Paterno Sandusky scandal.
Sad and ugly.
Phillies, we're thinking there might be something big happening.
Yeah, something big happening. Always in the Poncho's life. Usually a big scoop, too, and we got it. Just wait for it.
Sixers news. They signed a couple players this week. They did a trade. I mean, big move by the Sixers today. Then we'll get into our social media. We'll give a little advice about the women, and then Flavor Flub.
Of course, and it's Friday the 13th, tools, and I know nothing ever good happens to you on a Friday night, but it's an extra special one for me. I got major plans. First things first.
Paterno. It was terrible what happened to the children. That should be the very first thing anyone ever says when they discuss this topic.
But it's not. It's should Joe Paterno, his statue, be taken down? You know, that's the first thing everybody thinks about is Paterno. And it is sad. It's a true crime. It's a travesty. Sort of like what you took out last night down to Five Guys and you left stuffed with nothing on your arm. But anyway, this is a true crime and tragedy. Because I can tell you right now, Paterno is one of my idols. I love the guy. I watch every Penn State football game. I'm going to be transparent, clear on the air for show 21. I've had a lot to drink. Maybe that's why. But I idolize the guy. And this is sad for me. This hits my heartstrings.
Just to clarify everything, Voice and Poncho are just sick of people still talking. You know, he screwed up. He did the worst thing
Stop
you could
protecting him.
He did one of the worst things you could possibly do as a human being.
Yeah.
And to articulate our point.
Well, Sandusky did. And then Paterno, you know, sort of just let it happen. You're right.
No. Listen, covering up and not reporting known child molestation for the good of the university is what I'm...
But Tolles, don't forget the true source of this all. It's Jer Bear who's the one that's the major issue here. Let's not just let him get a pass and say, oh, Paterno should have ratted him out without looking at the guy's crimes. Okay, he's the problem. And he's why Paterno's statue should be taken down. I think keep his name on the library, but take the statue down. Put one up a Poncho. This guy's huge, and everything has been amazing in his past and will be from here on out. But this is a true sad story. Another sad story. Can I expose a stiff, a fraud?
Yes.
Ever heard of Ed Rendell, governor?
Sure have.
Yeah, shoot his mouth off after every Eagles game, makes you mute it, and then have to listen to the woman, and then you'd have to turn it back up anyway, so you're hearing him either way. But this guy's a fraud. And let me tell you why. He expressed his expertise today in an exclusive interview about Paterno. I know you play around with some gadgets there. You should get that clip. We got that clip.
Okay, everybody. Here's the Ed Rendell clip, and we'll respond to it on the other side.
But the real harm here is what it does to Joe Paterno's legacy and what it does to Penn State in the short run. But in the long run, if this causes colleges and universities to reexamine where they place their athletic programs and the importance they place on them, if it causes not just Penn State but other universities to do that, then maybe some good will come out of this.
Newsflash, dope. I don't mean to offend anything, any past politician or whatever he was, but the real, how could you say the real victim in this, Tools? The real harm in this is done to Penn State and Paterno. What about these kids? What's this fraud thinking about? And that's why I can't stand him at the Eagles, and that's why I can't stand listening to him. But how could this guy say the real harm in all this is the Paterno legacy? It makes me sick, Tools.
It is just unbearable when you hear somebody try to defend Paterno still. I mean, you can't defend the guy anymore. Just he
Jay
did
Paterno,
some,
stop.
Who cares about everything else? Yeah, he had some good teams, and he had good grades for players.
Who
cares now?
Some goodness in this story, Tools. Perhaps, at long last, we'll stop seeing those paw prints on the back of every vehicle in Lancaster County and the surrounding 717 area. Good, ever see these paw prints?
Good call print. Good call.
Good call print. Every car has a magnetic blue paw on it, or three or four, like it's crawling over the hood and the dash and that. I'm sick of it. Maybe we'll finally get rid of this when they see it's all facade up there that you've been worshiping for the last 60 years plus.
That being said about Joe Paterno, if I was his defense attorney, Poncho, this is the only defense that Paterno could lay out, and you might hear his camp laying this out in the civil suits. If he would say, listen, those guys never sent me those emails. They never had to talk to me. I don't know how to read email. I've never talked to them. So what he needs to, or what his people need to establish right now, is that the president and those guys sent an email out to each other, didn't ever really talk to him,
right?
And then
just went behind.
But I mean, that's the only
Tools.
Way. Which right. It didn't happen, but that's probably what they'll say.
You're no attorney. You're very little in life. However, that you're right. This is only defense. But the likelihood of that, Tools, is what? The same likelihood of you getting anything over 5'2" and under $190. So let's just think and be real about this. Paterno's a guilty party. I mean, the guy's passed on. He's in the ground. You hate to just, you know, rip a guy that's not around to defend himself. But there's no defense. The defense you mentioned, it's just not there. It's not what happened in this case.
Well, hopefully we won't have to talk about that too much longer. Yeah. I hope they turn things positive up there. I mean, it's not the student's fault. I mean, let's not destroy this university.
Good point. It's not the player's fault either. I mean, the best player in Penn State history had no knowledge and couldn't do nothing about this. Don't blame those kids.
Kerry Collins.
Kerry Collins, the man probably influenced by Jer Bear, perhaps, arguably. Show 21, he celebrates his 21st every night, pretty much, from all
show
sources.
Show 21 every
all
night for Collins.
Sources say that about the Care Bear. Anyway, but if you're wondering what Sandusky's doing up there, you know, I got
to... No, we're not wondering what's happening, Sandusky.
No. I do have a jailer friend. He's been reading a lot of novels. You know, a lot of Bernstein Bears and that, and Super Fudge. So that's how he's been passing his time. But, you know, I'm happy he's there. Stay there. You've disgraced this university, and four of the top officials, including the god of the university, just went along with it. And that's why we're here.
Let's talk about somebody who's going to possibly get a boatload of money.
This guy right here to punch?
No. Phillies. They floated some stuff out there that they are going to offer Hamels a boatload of money and a big deal. Let me explain to you what's happening. I will explain to you what's happening. The Phillies are floating this story out there that they're going to offer him this deal. They know that his side is not going to accept this deal because they want more.
Right.
So then what they'll say is, we offered him a big deal. He wouldn't sign with us, so we traded him. Cole Hamels is going to get traded.
I hope you're wrong, Tools. I hope you're wrong. And if I could say, a week ago, you called for Cole to be out of here. Okay. So you want him gone.
I still think they should trade him.
I don't understand why. Tell me why, when Holiday's off the books in a year, he should be the casualty in this. You're looking for youth. This team is old tools. And Hamels is relatively young compared to Holiday, Mr. Sunscreen, Mr. Coppertone, that can't even stay on the hill when it's over 85. He's going to be the casualty in this. He's got to be. Why dump Hamels off for an unproven prospect?
All right. This would be my strategy. In about 2 weeks, you're going to know if the Phillies went on a run. You're going to know if you're Ruben Amaro.
Right.
If they didn't go on a run, no matter what, you trade Cole Hamels. Cliff Liam, just sign him back.
Trade him away. Get some prospects. You've been wrong about more than this. But there's no way you're going to just throw Hamels. He's a young guy, Tools. Do you have any idea what you're talking about?
Yes.
Get rid of that $30 million we pay Holiday in a year. This team's not going anywhere until they restock with some young brawn, some loins that compare this guy to Ponchos.
How are they going to do that if they don't trade Hamels?
Well, go to the website, www.thevoiceponcho.com. We run this world and everything in it. We also are just on Twitter, largely, and sometimes uncomfortably, at The Voice Poncho. And the Facebook is there, too. But another Phillies point I wanted to hit you with. You said a run. This team's going to run. They can win 10 in a row, Tools, and it's still likely they're 7 or 8 back. There's no way. You love Wheeler. Everybody knows you and Wheeler have an intimate relationship, even if it's all fantasy on your part. But even you and your Wheeler glasses could not convince me they have any chance this season. It's done. So don't even wait it out. Get rid of Holiday in a year.
I just disagree with you. I just think that major steps need to be done for this team. And to do it, you have to do major things. And I don't think signing Hamels is the right major move.
Unfortunately, the first major move they missed on a year ago with Jimmy Rollins, who has babies and hits 245. That's the first mistake. Second would be Shane Victorino staying here. I'm sorry. This guy really hasn't done a whole lot since we won the World Series. Get him out of here. Hawaii, Pluto, wherever he's from. I'm sick of seeing his weird-looking bobblehead face anyway, and he's not hitting. So see you, brother. Let's get some new blood. You called for Pence last week. You're way off on that. Speaking of new blood, need some new blood in that Phillies press box. I'm sick of hearing your boy Wheeler. But I got a little friend. I always thought the radio crew was better than the TV crew. Did you happen to catch the Mets game with Scott Fransky? I don't know the station he's on. It was unbelievable.
He's on the radio.
He should be on The Voice of Poncho. He is on the radio. We're on the radio-ish. But Scott Fransky is a boy of mine, and he also laid something down in that Mets game.
Okay, what happened is Scott Fransky was announcing the game, and Scott Hairston just hit
hit
another home run off Cole Hamels, and he is just like tearing things up. And Fransky is so frustrated that Scott Hairston is doing anything.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on Spotify. You got it, right?
Yeah, I got it. Everybody listen to this.
And Torres goes down on strikes. So one run in the inning on the homer by Hairston. Two hits, and there was one man left. As we go to the fifth here in New York, it's 1-0 Mets. Little makeup. Somebody figure out how to fucking get Scott Hairston out. He stinks. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
We forgot to forewarn our listeners, Tools. We should have mentioned, put the kids away, that had some graphic material on it, Tools. You should have been on top of that. We apologize if anybody's offended. That's hilarious right there, and that's exactly how I feel. That's Scott Fransky's real. We're real. The Voice of Poncho, everything about us is real, other than what you got padded down below in those Wranglers. But I will say this, also on the record, the funniest part about that clip, did you hear what L.A. said? First thing he said, Tools, little makeup, asking for some makeup. Thought he was on commercial break. And then after Fransky drops his F-bomb, he says, horse, S-H-I-T, excuse my language.
Isn't Fransky on radio?
What did I say?
Why would he need makeup?
No, L.A. said a little makeup. He's going on at the TV then. I don't know if you knew that or not, but he also does some TV work.
For who?
You're a fraud. This should be the Poncho and the Poncho Show, baby. Number 21, 1,000 plus minutes.
Oh, he's brawny and you're saying mid-game that he goes and does radio. Larry Anderson.
L.A. is on the radio all the time.
But you're saying he goes and does TV during the game.
Have another mimosa and then a wine spritzer, which will break over your head after you drink it. You have no idea what you're talking about. But that's just wrap it up. Move on to something that is actually news for once. Sixers did a little something.
Boyce and Poncho are back. Time to talk some Sixers or some moves that happened. How do you like how they're putting things together?
If you want to call them moves, there, Tools, here's two new names for you. Darrell Wright and the big Kwame Brown. They're the two signings this week, Tools.
Well, is it going to help them out? Are they a better team?
Did you hear their names? Darrell and Kwame. Not real names, not real players. I'll pound all 6'10" of Kwame into the court before he plays his first game here. They're stiffs. I wouldn't say full stiff on Darrell Wright. He can score the three ball, apparently, but last year had a bad year, so who knows? They're just chipping away with small stuff here. These guys won't make any impact.
So you're not a fan of the move?
Were you listening, Tools?
Yeah, I'm
no,
just...
No, okay. There's nothing here, Tools. Are you kidding me?
They still have Iguodala. They went and got another swing man.
Well, Darrell could shoot a little more. He's more of a two, maybe three guy. So follow the news, and you'll get that right. Also in the news of the Olympics, we called out Oscar Pistoriosis last week for his running prowess on those robot legs. It's time to call this dream team, or this version of the dream team out, Tools. Does anybody care? And how does Iguodala make this team?
How about the fact that Kobe Bryant said that the 2012 team could beat the 1992 team?
Oh, he's a fraud. If AI's on this team, Andre Iguodala, then there's no way they can even compare. However, they say this guy has been very popular with the Euros over there in Britain or whatever, with those phony glasses and the too tight suits.
They love the hipsters over there.
Get them out of here. Go listen to some more Kid Cudi in your bedroom, and we'll get you off the payroll real quick.
Did you hear about Michael Jordan's response to Kobe Bryant?
No, I didn't, actually.
Laughter.
That sounds about right, yeah.
He laughed. That's all. That was his response, laughter.
6 years ago, Kobe, you could be talking your trash, but this guy's going to be eating green peas through a tube in about 10 years, so there's no reason he should be talking big like that. I wouldn't be shocked if his team doesn't even win it. I'm not interested in him, and I don't think they're interested in winning a gold medal.
Well, we got some new listeners this week. Time to talk listeners.
Do we ever? Too many to list, but we'll try, and here they are. At The Voice Poncho on Twitter. Everybody knows it, obviously, now. The followers have grown wonderfully in girth and thickness. At By Tim Gross. Capitalize all those first words. Papa Bear, special guy. Great listener. He's not on Twitter yet, Tulzo, but listens from the Bridgeport area all the time, every day. At Connor Wonderwall. And this is one from Russia. Zay and Ive Lalek. Lalek from the Red Planet out in the Russian country. At Kate Long-Wilcox, another female listening to Tools. Let's hope one of these broads are gorgeous models. I have no idea who's following us. I'll scour the photo albums tomorrow morning. Last one. At Puglis. P-U-G-L-A-S at Puglis, and there they are, Tools. We're bigger and we're more thick everywhere because of these new listeners.
I would also like to give a shout out to one of our great listeners. Name at it. Sooner 4597 had a son, and we want to welcome another listener into this world.
A beautiful little boy. He better have his earbuds on right now, Tools. Listen to The Voice of Poncho. He'll get the show tomorrow morning, right? Yeah.
They'll put him to sleep if they needed to make him fall asleep.
Let's hope this little boy turns into a Philly fan. They'll get it right sooner. Put a Mets hat on him and I'll object.
Wow. Calling him out.
Also calling out the Tools. We're all over Twitter.
All over.
And we love this guy, but unfortunately he has no clue how to retweet.
Are you talking about Deshaun Jackson?
Yeah, set it up. Lay it down.
Deshaun Jackson, friend of the show.
Yeah, I got his cell phone number.
Okay, Nakia.
Nakia. Nakia. right,
decides they're going to pay him to tweet how cool the party is at the ESPYs.
Mm-hmm. Sounds harmless enough.
Deshaun Jackson retweets their instructions on what to tweet.
Right. Nokia. I didn't know anybody even used a Nokia anymore, but they sent it to him, little email blurb saying, hey, put this, retweet this out, and we have a deal. He tweets the whole message.
Yeah.
Not just the part saying he's having a great time. Deshaun get it right. But we've already exposed him 3 weeks ago for tweeting that pic of Biggie and Saddam or Obama.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's Tupac.
His Twitter etiquette's questionable. Also, Tim Pinocchio, Comcast Sportsnet Flyer insider wannabe, no parentheses there because he's a wannabe. This guy has no idea how to retweet. He retweets all phony stuff and plays it off as his own scoop. Also, stop writing like you're in second grade. You can spell your. You don't need to just write you or lowercase. I'll tell you what you are. A fraud. Voice of Bradshaw or not.
Okay. I don't want to get off on a Tim Panon.
I'm sorry, right, but relax, I remember that Penguin series, though, Tools.
I know, but I
he was tweeting all negative stuff out.
You're getting way too worked up.
And all then right, he banned right. us. But, okay, we'll see you next season, Pinocchio.
All right, time to get to the comedy bit and women. Everybody, the voice and Poncho are back, and we are going to talk about a little thing that we don't really want to do, but sometimes we do it.
We get after women a little bit, Tools. But we respect everything about them. We appreciate them. Without them, the wonderful existence of ours would not be the same. But we do like to poke with a little stick, and we got something real special for show 21.
Okay. You need food. You need to go to the grocery store, yeah, right? And I always have this mental ping pong. Okay. I'm going to tell the woman, listen.
Mental ping pong.
Listen, okay, you're going to go to the store and you're going to go shopping. But you know, if you send her on if you send her on that trip solo, what's going to come back?
The hummus, the gluten-free wheat thins that taste like my sweatshirt. Also, these drinks, thick and cloudy. You take one sip, you spit it all over her. And guess what? What's the bill, Tools?
About $500 because that stuff costs $10 for one.
Return everything! I'm not eating that garbage! I don't care how much weight you lose or how spiritually you become by eating this garbage, Tools. It's terrible. Have you ever tried this stuff?
This is when I try this stuff. So it's like, let's say, Thursday night, and there's nothing in the cabinet.
Right, it's dry.
But you notice way back in the pantry, there's this crap that they bought that they would never even thought they were going to eat
air chips or something like that.
You pull this box down and you see a
belly's growling.
And there's this orange sticker that says $13.99 on it. You're like, okay.
You already hate it.
You take a bite of this thing and it tastes like cement from the floor.
Put it down. I'll go to bed hungry. I'd rather start eating on my own arm than have any of this crap.
If the Chinese bombed us with nuclear weapons and I was in a bomb shelter and the only thing I could eat was this crackers that were $13.99, I'd starve.
And low on taste, high on taste of voice and Poncho. No respect for that. I'd go to the store, $65. I'm good for 2 weeks. Stuff some ribs under me and tons of drinks that are delicious. I know how to shop, Tools.
Flavor Flavin.
Oh, boy.
Flavor Flavin.
It's well known that I love this show, Tools, and not just because I'm on it. It's the flavor and the flub, the most wonderful part of the show. Flub is yours.
The flub, for me, is pretty obvious. Kwame Brown.
Oh, beautiful.
This is the guy that the Sixers signed, Kwame Brown. He had a relationship with Doug Collins in Washington, however you want to spin it. So I decided I was going to do some research on Kwame Brown.
You're good at that.
Went to Wikipedia. Here is his contents, his table of contents, bullet points.
Okay.
He's played for 8 teams. Washington Wizards, Los Angeles Lakers, Grizzlies, Pistons, Bobcats, Warriors, Bucks. And now the Sixers.
That is.
But then I go down to his personnel bullet points. Rape accusation, cake incident and 2007 arrest. Why did we sign
did
this
the
guy?
Rape involve the cake?
I have no idea.
I wonder his look points at, per game for the last six, 7 years.
Look it up on Wikipedia.
What are the numbers?
What?
His points per game.
Well,
I'm curious.
I think he averaged 20 minutes last year with 6 points and six rebounds a game.
Unbelievable. And you know what else, Tools? Hit Michael Jordan drafted him. And we all know what Jordan does in the draft. Nothing. Great flub. And I'm going to move on to the flavor.
Give it to
us. If that's all right. Scott Fransky. And I'm going to respect him. This guy, I will say it on the air because he said it on the air. We want to hear more of these words. I respect cursing, and I like it a lot. And I have no problem with someone getting energetic about a team. I have no problem with what he did, Tools. I think it's funny. I also share his emotion over this fraud Phillies team.
It was the highlight of the Phillies season, and it was the radio announcer.
It was the best part of
the season.
Getting
makeup. Yeah. Cursing.
Yeah, no doubt about that. That's wonderful. And there were two different people. L.A. was getting the makeup, and Fransky on the cursing. You know that, right?
We totally.
Or do you think there's only one guy on the
air? We made that so crystal clear for everybody. It's
crystal clear is this. The Voice and Poncho have demolished everything sports related for 21 straight shows. Go to the feed at The Voice Poncho. Facebook, we have pictures, we have photos, we have your life in a basket. www.thevoiceponcho.com. We run this world and everything in it, and we'll be back for 22. We love it.
Everybody, have a great weekend.
Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses me.